Week 15, day 2, Isaiah 50, verse 10. Who among you fears Jehovah? Who hears the voice of his servant? Who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of Jehovah and rely on his God. Psalm 36, 9. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. God's children must not be obsessed. Those who are obsessed do not see the true nature of things. We will consider the way to see the true nature of things and the way to be saved from obsession. Isaiah 50 verse 10 is not that easy to understand. It means, is there anyone among you who fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant? If someone wants to obey the voice of the Lord's servant, yet walks in darkness and does not have the light, what should he do? He should trust in the name of Jehovah and rely on his God. Spiritual darkness cannot be removed by human fires. Light comes from God alone and does not come from man. Man's fire will never bring about genuine spiritual sight. Today's reading. Our own fire can never be the source of spiritual light. Some Christians have said, "How can you say that I was wrong? I do not think that I was at all wrong. I do not feel that I was wrong at all." You may think that you are not wrong. You may feel that you are not wrong. And you may believe that you are not wrong. But are you reliable? Some Christians have said, "I have considered a certain matter for a long time. I can say for sure that it should be done this way or that way." Can you make judgment just because you have thought a matter over? According to God's Word, this is not the way for Christians to know things. You can try your best to think, but what you come up with is just human fire. A Christian cannot go in the spiritual pathway by his own fire. He should trust in the name of the Lord and rely upon his God. Only then will he see, and only then will he be able to go on in the spiritual pathway. Many times, the more we think by ourselves, the more confused and deceived we become. We must see that spiritual light does not come from our feelings or our thoughts. The more a person searches inwardly for light, the more he will not find light, because light is not there. What we consider as sweet may not be sweet, and what we consider as bitter may not be bitter. What we consider as light may not be light, and what we consider as darkness may not be darkness. We should not replace God's light with our own light. We should receive our light from God. Let us read Psalm 36, verse 9. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light we see light. This shows us that through God's light, a man sees light and the true condition of things. In your light we see light. The first light is the enlightening light, and the second light denotes the true nature of things. This means that we can only see the true nature of anything when we are in the light of God. One only sees the true nature of something when he lives in God's light. Brothers and sisters, it makes a great difference where we live. We must live in God's light before we can be one who sees. 1 John 1:5 says, "God is light." All those who know God know the light. We can find God from those who know the light. Those who do not have the light may consider some things very good, but those who have the light will discern the true nature of these things. Only those who live in God's light will see light. Only those who live in God's light will see the true nature of things. When a man is under the strong light of the sun, there is no need for him to use a torchlight. Those who are under God's light have no need of human fire. If a man lives in God's light, The true nature of things will be as clear and bright as light itself. If a man is under God's light, he will discern the intrinsic nature of things. When we are in God's light, we see what God sees. This is seeing the light in the light.